Good morning, everybody. We're continuing in our journey of theodicy. Theodicy is trying to understand one of the deeper questions, which is tzaddik v'ra lo. Why do good things or bad things happen to other people? I believe we're up to the words upliga, correct? So where am I? Upliga, right? Is that what we're up to?
Yeah.
We're discussing the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu asked and he got, right?
Yeah.
So we're up to Amar Mar? Or we're up to Upliga. Upliga to Rav Meir. Okay. So the Gemara said yesterday that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for three things, and he was answered on three things. He understood that there were three different things he now had that were complicated. And now we're up to Upliga to Rav Meir, which is towards the bottom of Zion Amud Aleph. Upliga to Rabbi Meir, Diyamer Rabbi Meir, says Rav Meir, Shtayim Nos Nulo. Two of the requests that Moshe Rabbeinu had were answered. V'achas lo nasnu lo. And there was one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not explain to him. Okay? So what does that mean? Shenemar, because it says in Pasuk, V'chanosi es asher achon, I give chain to that which wants me, afal pi she'en ohagen, even though it's not correct, V'richamti es asher arachem, I give mercy to those who want mercy, afal pi she'en ohagen, even though it's not beneficial for them, right? Even though it's not for them. Says the Gemara then concludes and says that there's an initial pasuk vis-a-vis the request of Moshe Rabbeinu. Those were only two that were accepted according to Rav Meir. Remember yesterday all three, so today's two. Vayomer lo sucha liro says panay. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I cannot see your face. Now again, this is what's called
it. Lo sucha
liros es panay. Correct. He couldn't see Hashem's face. Now, this, of course, cannot be understood at face value because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a face, right? It's called an anthropomorphism, and he couldn't understand everything of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tana mishmeya de Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. There's a brisa that says in the name of Yeshua ben Karcha, Kacha marlo Kadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe. This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe. Kishet ratzisi. When I wanted to show you my whole body, my whole image in the bush, in the burning bush, lo ratzisi, you didn't want to look. Remember, Moshe hid his face. Achshav shata rotze. Now you want to see my whole clothes. You want to see everything about me, and you want to see hareini nos kvodecha. You want to see everything. Eini rotze. I no longer want to show you. So therefore, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu's all of his requests were not granted. Now the Gemara is going to bring the opinion of Shuma Karcha that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do properly by not staring into the bush. This upligid Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Reb Yochanan. This argues on the opinion of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni that Reb Yochanan says Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Amar Reb Yonason, not Reb Yochanan, Reb Yonason. What does it say? Bischar Shalosh, because of three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to him by the bush, Zachal L'Shalosh, he was rewarded with three things. Number one, Bischar Vayister Moshe Panav, because Moshe hid his face. Zachal L'Kalster Panav, Moshe Rabbeinu merited a shine on his face. Right? Karen or Panav. He had Karen, he had this light coming out. Bischar, because of the reward, it says Ki Yorei, because he had fear, Zachale, he merited having Vayeru Megeshes Elov, that people, when they saw the shine finding off of Moshe Rabbeinu's face when he came down from the second Luchos, they had a little bit of fear of him. And Bischar Mehabit, because he viewed Zachale Usmuna Usamunas Hashem Yabit, he was able to see other things. That according to Yonasan, Moshe Rabbeinu received reward for his behavior. Just one thing you should know, when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with Karen or Panna from the second Luchos, that's where the Goyim come up with the story that Moshe Rabbeinu had horns. But really, we know that Karen or Panna means that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with a shiny face. The Medrash tells us that he came down because he took all the leftover ink from the second Luchos and he put it all over his face. It's a strange word. So I heard from J.J. Schachter many years ago, it means that he took the experience with him. Doesn't figuratively literally mean he took the leftover ink, but it means that we often have experiences, and then what? What now, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu took that experience with him, and that gave him the shine. Okay, after we learned that Moshe Rabbeinu was Zocha to see the many visions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara explains what he saw. Okay, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, V'hasirosi es kapai, I will remove my cover, V'ra'isa es achorai, and you will see my back. Amr of Chana Bar Bizna, Amr of Shimon, Chasida, what do you see? Malamich here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemoshe, Kesher, Shel Tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the tefillin that he wore. We spoke about that tefillin once before, but this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wore tefillin, which is interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to visualize. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand the depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't understand everything fully. He couldn't see the front, but he could see the back. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives as a promise for good, even if he does it via a stipulation, and the stipulation is not fulfilled, lo chazer bo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not retract what he initially said for good. Minolon, where do we know this? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, we know this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, because it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Heref mimeni v'ashmidem. When Hashem said, I'm going to destroy all of Klal Yisrael, I'm going to erase their name, v'aseh oschol l'goy otzum. And Hashem says to Moshe, I'm going to destroy Bnei Yisrael, but I'm going to make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, into what? A very large nation. Ooh, so he's making Moshe Rabbeinu the following promise. And he only made it al tanai that he was what? Going to destroy Klal Yisrael because they sinned. Says the Gemara, V'afagav debay Moshe Rabbeinu me'aled and milsa ubatle. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu davened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't destroy Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nullified that terrible gzera, that terrible decree through Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, nevertheless, afilu hachi ukma bizari, nevertheless, the bracha was fulfilled by the children of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar, because it says in Divrei Yomim, Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Tesvav, and Yitzayin, B'nai, quote, B'nai Moshe, the children of Moshe were Gershon of Eliezer. V'hainu B'nai Eliezer, and these were the children of Eliezer. Rechavia, Harosh, etc. U'B'nai Rechavia, Rabu Lamala. There were many, many children of Rechavia, who was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'tani Rav Yosef, Yosef explains, what does it mean, Rabu Lamala? Lamala Mishishim Ribu! More than 600,000. Wow. So, Asya, how do we know this? We learn from Gzeri Shavi, it says Rivya, it says Rivya in two places. Ksiv Hach, it says here, Rabu Lamala, by the grandson of Moshe, Uksiv, Hasmu B'nai Yisrael Paru, Vayishritzu, Vayirbu, Vayasmu B'mod Ma'od, it says Rivu here, it says Ribu here, and therefore in each case it refers to 10,000, so therefore we see what? There was 600,000 grandchildren of Moshe Rabbeinu alone, so therefore, even though the Tanai was that I'm going to have to destroy Klal Yisrael, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to make you into a large nation. Even though he didn't destroy Klal Yisrael, he still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still made Moshe Rabbeinu into a large nation. Yeah, question, please.
Oh, so I was going to say that, I think, I don't know if it was this specific grandson, but didn't Moshe like have a grandson who worked in like a kind of a pagan temple? In, I think there's like a story brought down in, I don't know.
Sure. Baita. Could be. I don't know all the Torah. Amr Yochanan Mishum Shimon Yochai Miyom Shabar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Olam. From the day that the world was created, Lo Haya Adam Shakiru Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adon. There was nobody who called Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adon, coming from the word Ado, right? Nobody called him the Master. Ad Sheba Avraham, until Avram came, Ukara Adon, until Avram Avinu came and called Hakadosh Baruch Hu the Master. Shenemar, because it says in Bereishis Tetzvah Pasuches. Vayomer Adoni Elokim b'ma Eda ki Erishana. Avram asks Hashem, Adon, how do I know that I am going to inherit everything? So this is again, if you look at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the Rambam, where he describes that everybody went astray and started worshiping Avodah Zarah until Avram Avinu sat, pondered the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and recognized that he in fact was the master of everything. Amar Rav says Rav Av Daniel lo nene. Even Daniel, when he yelled out with his voice to Davin, he wasn't answered El Bishil Avram. He was only answered Daniel, and of course, could be when he's thrown into the lion's den, was because of Avram Avinu, Shenemar, in Daniel, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yitzayin, Va'ata, and now, Shema Elokeinu al Tefillah Savadecha, listen to the Tefillah of your slave, of your servant, V'el Tachanunu, and to his supplications, V'er Peinecha, and let his face shine, Al Mikdashcha Hashamim, Leman, why? Leman Adonai, for the purpose of your master. And this is referring to, who's the one, Leman Cha, Miboyle, it should have said Leman Cha, for your purpose. El, what does it say? Leman Avram Avinu. Really, it's talking about Leman Du for the sake of Avram Avinu. Shekaran Adon, who called you the Adon, the master. So when Daniel is crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't say Leman Cha, He says the words Laman for the purpose of Avram Avinu, Laman Adoshem, which is the purpose of alluding to Avram Avinu. Which is a good reason why Shemona Esrei, we always reference the Schus Avos, because that's how we tap in to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings an additional mimer within the name of Yochanan and the name of Shimon and Yochai. From Yochanan, Shimon and Yochai, Minayin Shema Ratz and Lord and Bashas Kaiso. Very important concept, right? We had it, didn't we have this already once before, like yesterday? That you're not supposed to appease somebody when they are angry. It's a very important klal. Know this with your friends. When they're angry, don't bother. Wait for them to calm down. Shenamar, because it says, panai yelechu. Wait for their panai. Wait for their anger to subside. Really, panai can mean face, but here means anger. Vani chosilach. And then have a conversation with them. Right then, you could leave it. But wait for them to the kas to pass. And then you make a nachas ruach. Vam, Yochanam Shum Shum and Yochai, Miyom Shibar Kaddish Baruch Hu, Salama, from the day that Kaddish Baruch Hu created the world, Lo Yadim Shahodul Kaddish Baruch Hu, nobody had thanked Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ad Shabbos Aleya Vahodasov, until Leia came and thanked God for having whom? Yehuda, Shenamar, because it says in Pasuk, Hapam Oda Es Hashem. This time I admit to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Couple of things on this, right? Why is Leah the first one to thank? What does that mean? Leah, so all the notes that came say that Leah did a cheshbin. What was her cheshbin? There were four mothers. So four, they knew there would be 12 shvatim. So she chapped ois, everyone should have 12 divided by 4? 3. Well, she had a fourth. She had one more than she was supposed to. So hapam odes Hashem. Very interesting. All right, so I want to say for the pasuk says hapam odes Hashem. Then the next two words are vatamud miledes. After Leah thanked the Kaddish Baruch Hu, she couldn't have any more kids. What do you mean she couldn't have any more kids? She thanked the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's the greatest thing you're supposed to do. Says in the Sefer, Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo. Says in the Sefer, yeah, you'll have to always thank Hashem. She was only Hapam Odes Hashem. It's got to be constant. So while this Gemara wants to say it as a compliment, some people don't take it that way. Okay, we should all be the merit of Leah, our mother, that we should always thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ruvain, now the Gemara, now since we brought up Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the reason why he was called Yehuda, the Gemara is asking now, why did Leah call her child Ruvain? We know Yehuda is called Yehuda because Hapam Odes Hashem, what are Ruvain? Amr Belazer, Amr Leah, Ru'u Ma Beini, Bini Leben Chami. Understand what's the difference between Reuven, my child, between Esav, my father-in-law, Dilu ben Chami, my father-in-law, Afagav demidaita zavne lebechura seha. My brother-in-law, the son of my father-in-law. Even though that he sold his birthright intentionally, right? We know the story about the soup where Esav gives him, where Yaakov gives him the soup in exchange for the bechor. Dichsi vayimkor es bechora so liyakov, where Esav sells the bechora to Yaakov. Chazu maksive. Look what it says after it. Vayishtom Esav is Yaakov. And Esav got all furious at Yaakov over the brach. Why should he get furious? Esav sold it to him. Viksiv, and it says further, Vayomi Hachi Krashmo Yaakov. That's why he's called Yaakov. Why is he called Yaakov? Vayekvaini Zepa Amayim. He grabbed my ankle a number of times, right? He tricked me. So you see that Esav is not happy that he sold the Bechor over to Yaakov. V'ilu b'ni. But when it comes to Reuven, my son, Leah says, Afagav da'al korcha shakla Yosef lebichru asemineh. Even though Yosef took the Bechor from Reuven against Reuven's will, nevertheless, as it says in Pasuk, after Reuven did the whole thing with the tent, after Rachel died, and we did whatever he did with the tent, with Yaakov's tent, where it says in Pasuk, Ubachalo Yitzue Aviv, Nisna, after that incident, Nisna Bechorosel ibn Yosef, the Bechor was transferred from Reuven over to Yosef. Nevertheless, Afilohachi lo ekane ba. Even so, Reuven was not jealous of Yosef. Dichsiv, because the state in Pasuk, Vayishma Reuven, and Reuven heard, Vayatzilehu miyadam, and he tried to save Yosef. So you see that Reuven, so Leah is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, Reuven, look at my son, Reuven, look at my son. My son lost his Bechor unintentionally, and he still took care of Yosef. Look at my father-in-law's son, which is Esav, where he did it intentionally. He sold away his Bechor, and he still got angry. So Leah is saying this as a way of talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Other names. Rus. My Rus. What does it mean when she's called Rus? Rabbi Yochanan Shezachsa, that she married a Yatsi Menu David, and that came from her with David. Sharivuhu LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beshiros Vitishbachos. She sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu songs and pleasures, etc. And therefore, that we see that Rus, that's where the name Rus came from, the first Shiros. So Minala Dushmagarim, how do we know that the name starts to define us? You know that the name, when the Gabbai gives you that name, that's shted with the shtickel ruach hakodesh, because the name starts to shape you. Your name is part of who you are. I always like to say, I try to help a Kodesh Baruch Hu. My name is Eliezer. Minala Dushmagarim Amr Bilezer. That's so funny. Get it? Eliezer. That's my name. Delmer Kras says in Pasik, Tehillim Perek Vav, Mem Vav, Pasik Tes, Lechu Go Chazim Yifolos Hashem, see the works of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Asher Sham, Asher Sam Shemos Ba'aretz, who has placed Shamos Ba'aretz, who has placed literally desolation in the land. Says the Gemara, Al Tikre Shamos. Don't say desolation, Ella Shemos, but rather say names. So now when you go back and read it, you see that the future, what the Pasuk reads, Lechu, go see Chazm Mifulos Hashem Asher Sam Shemos. Go look at the Pulos of God, because He's placed the names there. The names are going to define the activities we do for Hashem. Viter in the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to bring an additional mimer with the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says the name of Rav Shem Bayochai. Rav Yochanan Mishum Shem Bayochai, Kasha Tar Bisra Besoch Beso Shal Adam. Very bad is the culture that somebody establishes within the home, greater than, I'm sorry, Kasha, it's very difficult that it's established in the home. Yosem Yimilchem is Gog U'Magog. Greater is that than the war of Gog U'Magog. Gog U'Magog, of course, is going to be the war before the Mashiach comes. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be World War III. Tar Bisra in the house, bad culture in the house is worse than that. Wow. Shenamar, because it says by David, who ran away from Avshalom. Avshalom, of course, is his son who wanted to kill David HaMelech. It says, Mizmor LeDavid. David is rejoicing. Bibarchom imnei Avshalom, from running away from Avshalom. Uksiv Basrei, it says afterwards, Hashem, God, Marabu Tzari, how great is my pain. Rabim kamim alai, many people are coming up against me. Because the pain is great, because his son is rebellious against him. So David is saying this. But when it came to the war of Gog Umagog, Siv, it says in Pasuk, Lama Rag Shugayim Ulu Umim Yehagurik. Meaning, it says, what is the purpose to these Goyim who gather together to go to war? And why are we speaking about these nations? Now, that it's emptiness. They have no toelis. V'ilu ma'rabu sarai loksiv. It doesn't say, how great is my pain. It doesn't say that by the Melchemes Gog U'Magog. It only says that by the war that Avshalom wants to rebel against him. Okay, so therefore we see that having a bad child is very bad now. So we're not done yet. Says the Gemara, this is such a famous Gemara coming up. Mizmor leDavid v'baruchu minei Avshalom. We say this is a song of David from running away from Avshalom. No, what's the problem with those words? Mizmor leDavid, a song of David. Kina leDavid miboyle. It should have said a lamentation for David. If your son was trying to kill you, should it say, Mizmor, let's sing a song? My son wants to kill me. Could you imagine making a niggun like that? It wouldn't be a bestseller. It should be, oy vey, my son is trying to kill me. Kina leDavid miboyle. Kina, it should have said. Why does it say Mizmor? What is this comparable to? La'adam shiyatzolev shtarchov. A person, a debt, he owes money, right? He finds out he owes somebody money. Kodim sheparu hayo'atzav. Before he pays back the debt, he's very sad, because he has to pay it. La'achah sheparu, but after he pays back the debt, he no longer has any debts in his pocket, even though he's lost money, sameach, he's thrilled. Says the Gemara, what's the nimshol? Afkein David Soto, when it comes to David HaMelech. Kevin Shemalo Kodesh Baruch Hu, after Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, Hinani make him Alecha Ra mi Beisecha, there's going to be something evil going up against you from your home. So David HaMelech was all upset and didn't know what was going to be Hayatzev. He was all sad. Amar, he says, Shema Eved O Mamzer Hu, maybe it's this illegitimate son, maybe it's an Eved, maybe it's going to be somebody who's going to have no mercy on me, the Lochayas Alai, who's going to have no mercy on me whatsoever. So David HaMelech is all concerned, who's going to be the one who goes up and rebels against him? Kevin Dechazad Avshalom, who when he sees it's Avshalom, and Avshalom is somebody who is going to have pity on him, even though he's rebellious, because it ultimately is his son, Sameach, he is going to be rejoicing. And that's why David HaMelech says, Mizmor, there's a very important vart here, in Mizmor LeDavid. What did David HaMelech do? He was able to look at the good in what happened, right? Very often, if something happens bad, we say, oh, the whole thing is terrible, the whole thing is bad. Mizmor LeDavid. We have the same story when it comes to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It says, Mizmor LeAsaf. So the Gemara says, it should say, Kina LeAsaf. Why does it say, Mizmor LeAsaf, in describing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? So J.J. Schachter explains is that it could have been that we were all destroyed. all the people. But we saw it was just the, it was terrible, it was the Beis HaMikdash, but it was only the Eitz and Va'avad, it was only the wood and the stones. Therefore, we sang out a Shira that it wasn't us. Everybody have an amazing Shabbos. We'll continue Beis Hashem on Monday. Monday we will consider.